Yeah, so it is very much male-dominated. It always has been. You know, I was mentored in my career not by women, by men. You know, but men are also, you know, fathers. They have daughters. They're, you know, brothers, sisters, and everything else. So, you know, I was very much mentored by some amazing men. When I look at coming into it, I think there's a huge opportunity for women. I feel very, very lucky and very fortunate to know so many amazing women in this business who are in very powerful positions and have built really good businesses, whether they're public company CEOs, you know, they're fund managers, they're running different brokerage houses. Like, there's an amazing group of women, and they're all incredibly intelligent, incredibly driven, and have a great sense of humor. You know, in this business, you've got to have, be able to handle volatility and take on the challenges. And, you know, no is not an answer. You make it happen.
Hey, y'all. This is Tiffany Georgopoulos with Natural Resource Stocks. Today, I'm here with Alexandra Woodyer-Sharon with Empress Royalty. And so before we get into it, I'm curious how you're liking the event so far, and what are your goals as a company over the past few days and the next few days?
So it's our fifth time coming to the Rick Roll Conference here in Boca, and it has been phenomenal. You know, for me, it's an amazing time of year to come and connect with existing shareholders we met here 5 years ago, meeting their families. This is such a great investment community that comes together, and then meeting a lot of new investors. And so potentially become shareholders. We just had a big, we had, you know, main stage yesterday, and then we just had an amazing luncheon where we did a fireside chat. Rick introduced us. We had Jeff Phillips, a large shareholder of ours. You know, he was hosting, David Rhodes and I, who's our managing, our executive chairman, pardon me, hosting us in a fireside chat. And then we had the audience asking lots of questions. It was a really, really fun lunch.
That sounds awesome. I love to hear it. And then I'm curious about your company. Tell me a little bit about your company, a little background where you're listed and where you are in exploration, producing, all of that. Okay, I want it all.
Okay. So we're a little bit different from a lot of the companies around here. We're a royalty and streaming company. So we invest into mines around the world, you know, helping them get to production or expand upon production capacity is the core of who we are. Mm-hmm. We only do gold and silver. And we're geographically open, so we're in Africa, South America, in Mozambique, South Africa, Peru, Mexico. You know, we're going to jurisdictions. So when you take a step back at Empress, you know, there's a couple key things. One, we're now cash flow positive. We've got a strong financial balance sheet to be able to deploy into new investments. The original concept from Empress came out of Endeavor Financial. So Endeavor Financial's a leading investment banking firm, advisory group, and mining finance, one of the top. I'm ex-Endeavor Financial. I was director of structured finance there, did $1.5 billion worth of deals. And so I teamed up with David, and what we were seeing was streaming companies like Wheaton were doing bigger and bigger investment sizes. And no one was providing that finance solution to the junior side of the market. So we set up Empress, and that was 5.5 years ago. And the concept was pretty simple. Let's focus on producers or near-term producers. Let's get as much revenue to the company as we can that we can then redeploy. So 5 years later on, I'm happy to say that our financials last year, we did $17 million in revenue for 2025. We did $9 million for just Q1 this year. We're on track to hit our forecast, roughly about $30 million for 2026. We keep our G&A low, it's $3 million. And then, you know, we're able to reinvest that back into the portfolio. So that's what's really exciting about us now, is we've built the foundation. Now we've got the financial strength and flexibility to grow. I've got a $20 million debt facility I can also tap into. So we've got $40 million we can put into new investments. So we want to keep doing things like we've done before, focus on the producers, the developers, getting the mines in production, which brings that immediate cash flow in. But we can also now start embracing and looking at, on select cases, exploration or development stage assets to really give that long-term optionality to the company.
Well, it all sounds super impressive. Like, I'm so impressed even talking to you, and I think much opportunity in the junior mining space. So I think it's such a smart move to create this company and, you know, have that support and really say, this is the concept that I'm looking for, and I'm going to go and get it. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to allow people to find me and use my company to benefit them. And then, of course, you're getting benefit for that too.
Yeah, we're all large shareholders in the company. Like, we own 10% as management board. So we're totally aligned with shareholders to really see this grow. But we are patiently deploying it. we're making sure we're making the right moves because it's such a young company still. So with this foundation built, we can really get it to the next level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see where it could go. But for the people here and people that are looking to get into your company, what can someone benefit from using your company?
So we offer people a diversified portfolio. Essentially, we're an investment company ourselves, and we invest into projects. They're getting, you know, they're leveraging off our network and our expertise and able to get great returns as a result. So you're getting pure exposure to gold and silver. Again, we're holding gold and silver, so we really are truly tied to gold and silver. You know, you're getting access to a diversified portfolio, and you're getting access to our experience and our network that's going to generate these ideas.
So when you're trying to find these companies to use in your portfolio, what do you do when you're looking for which companies you want in your portfolio to begin with?
So, you know, we look at it from, you know, it's got to be gold and silver only, and that can be a byproduct, so meaning it's as metals from maybe a gold mine that's in silver, it doesn't hurt them, so we can take that. So gold and silver only, geographically open, as I mentioned, all have a strong ESG policy in place and have very good community relations. That's very important to me. And one of the reasons I love the mining industry is because of what we can do to help, you know, communities, but it has to be done right. We're investing it for $25 million, and we do generally like them to be development or very near term to production or in production. So that's kind of our key, you know, scope of investment criteria. But on top of all of that, and most important, is the people. We're investing in people. And I feel very fortunate with my team and my board and Endeavor that we are able to, you know, we've got a very large network. So we know who we're investing in. There's usually multiple checkpoints of the management team. But the people, who the senior management is and who their operational team is, what is their track record, what have they done, it comes down to the people.
Well, that all sounds amazing. I agree. People is a huge part of all businesses. And you as the CEO and being a woman in the space, I'm just curious your experience. How do you find it?
Yeah, so I grew up in the industry. So I was 14 years old, and my father it was actually Endeavor Financial when he owned that, and he created it. So Endeavor, I was 14, and he gave me the yellow pages, and I had to call every single mining company, and they'd mail the annual report and file it in little magazine boxes on the shelf, and that was at 14. And then I did my business degree, and I went in to join PricewaterhouseCoopers in the mining floor. And that was back in 1997. So that's when BRIEX happened. And that's, you know, the whole mining market completely collapsed. Everyone was jumping into dot-coms. And so I got a lot of opportunity at PwC working on the BC mining survey and the analytical side rather than just pure audit. And I loved it. And then I ended up joining Endeavor Financial as an analyst. We had a fund at that point. And then I moved over to the debt finance side. And I love the debt finance side and the structuring. And you know, that's really what's helped us with Empress now is all of our finance structuring side of it. So did that. As I mentioned, $1.5 billion of deals. And yeah, so I've grown up in the industry. I left it for a short spell. But it is an amazing industry full of such dynamic entrepreneurs, geologists, engineers. You've got the finance aspects, capital market side. It's an amazing, amazing industry. But it definitely helps me now in my position at Empress and my teams because we know who we should be investing in. We've got that, you know, years of network and experience and knowledge of what works and doesn't work.
Well, that's wonderful and definitely inspirational for someone like me. I'm just getting started in this space. So I'm also wondering, what advice would you give women trying to get into this space and just trying to enter into something that, yeah, they might be a little afraid to do because maybe they're afraid it's more male dominated. Like, what would you tell someone looking to get into this space, but a little weary?
Yeah, so it is very much male dominated. It always has been. You know, I was mentored in my career, not by women, by men, you know, but men are also, you know, fathers, they have daughters, they're, you know, brothers, sisters and everything else. So, you know, I was very much mentored by some amazing men. When I look at coming into it, I think there's a huge opportunity for women. I feel very, very lucky and very fortunate to know so many amazing women in this business who are in very powerful positions and have built really good businesses, whether they're public company CEOs, you know, they're fund managers, they're running different brokerage houses. Like, there's an amazing group of women, and they're all incredibly intelligent, incredibly driven, and have a great sense of humor. You know, in this business, you've got to have, be able to handle volatility and take on the challenges. And you know it's not an answer, you make it happen. you put the hard work in, but they're some real strong, amazing women. And it's cool that we're also now in a position, as we're getting older and more mature in our careers, that younger people are coming in. And we're so supportive of that, and everyone really just brings everyone together and brings each other up. I feel very fortunate to know so many amazing women, and hopefully more coming to our sector, and yeah, it's so much opportunity.
I mean, that's how I even feel talking to you. I'm like, wow, this is such an inspirational woman, and just to hear your story and you being in the space from a young age is just, it's awesome, and me being new to it, it's just so interesting. I love to have mentorship. Men are great, but I feel like when you're in a male-dominated field, I really love to hear women's experiences, so I find that to be such a wonderful and inspiring story. And then my last question is, for your company, what do you see on the horizon going forward? I know you said that you're still pretty small and still like a business that's developing, but where do you see it long term?
I want to grow this company. You know, we want to bring in more investments, keep layering in the investments. We've got great returns coming from the existing portfolio, bring in new investments, and grow this into something of serious size. You know, you look at the bigger companies that have done, and that's where I'd like to be. So it's building, we're building the team now, we're bringing more people on, we're growing the company. It's the most exciting chapter yet for us.
Oh, that's so awesome. And definitely by meeting you now, I can so see that happening. I think your company's gonna be so successful.
Thank
and
you.
It's gonna grow astronomically just from talking to you. You just
Thank
got
you.
That personality.
Thank you.
But
Lots
it was so
work.
Nice talking to you. It was lovely meeting you, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much. It was really lovely to chat with you, and I'm so excited you're getting interested in this industry. It's an amazing industry.
Thanks so much.